Welcome, Poppy.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. Now, why is Ida Hobbit still important today?
I think, you know, it's days like this that there's something to sort of mark in our calendar as a point to spark further conversation and inquiry. You know, I think some of the lived experience that is shared in these kinds of settings, you know, it informs us how we can relate to and understand people that are different from us, even if they are within our own community. Obviously, LGBTQIA+ encapsulates so many different identities and experience. But yeah, you know, ideally these conversations also help us extend our allyship beyond, you know, maybe wearing a rainbow flag or asking about pronouns and kind of thinking a little bit more thoughtfully and reflexively about how we do advocacy, and sort of looking at other ways that could be backed up both in workplaces and in community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, progress, you know, has been made, but 1990, that's what Friday the 17th of May recognises, is 1990 when homosexuality was removed, being classified as a disease. That's not that long ago. So, yeah, of course, still so much to be done. I did find some figures here, kind of looking at why, you know, work still needs to be done in this area.
Yeah.
Apparently 68% of LGBTQIA plus employees are not out to everyone at work. 2 in 3 LGBTQIA plus youth experience abuse due to their identity. And 35% of LGBTQIA plus Australians have experienced verbal abuse in the past 12 months. So still such an important day to recognise, and so much, you know, still needs to be done in terms of inclusion.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, one of the beautiful things we've been able to curate with this forum is, yeah, really trying to include a diversity of voices within that community to really dig a bit deeper and try to represent the diversity of experiences within that community, but also offer some really practical ways that people can participate in active allyship. So, yeah, I think it's going to be such a beautiful community event today.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a bit of a look at the lineup, and as you mentioned, such an incredible mix of talent, of voices. What can people expect from the Social Inclusion Forum?
So it kicks off today at 2 p.m. It's supported by City of Canning. It's run at the Hillview Intercultural Community Centre over in Bentley. We've got two keynote speakers, Bella Broadway, who will be kind of looking more broadly at what LGBTQIA plus discrimination looks like, and then sort of bridging that into practical actions around allyship. And then we've got Stevie Lane, and they'll be speaking more specifically to trans and gender diverse experiences in relation to human rights, and that's on both a global and local level. And then the last part of the day, we step into a panel discussion. So we've got four key guest speakers. We've got an ECU researcher who's working on the Rainbow Migrants Project. We've got a representative from the Gay and Lesbian Rights in Ageing organisation. We've got a young person from the Youth Pride Network. And we've also got an author and educator on intersex and transgender experiences. And that panel discussion will explore the social impact of LGBTQIA plus social inclusion.
And so that one's kicking off at 2 p.m. today. Where can people get more information about this event?
So they can either head to our website or they can buy tickets on Humanitix. I believe there will still be a couple of tickets on the door, provided that we don't sell out. But otherwise, yeah, just inclusionsolutions.com.au.
Yeah, an incredible event to, you know, celebrate an incredible day that's happening tomorrow. Now, Poppy, before you go, how can listeners become better allies and support social inclusion in their everyday lives?
Such a great question. You know, I think there's a lot to that, but I think showing up to events that are centred around LGBTQIA plus voices and listening and taking on those experiences and then applying them to the way you move through work, daily life, community experiences, just with that sense of curiosity, openness, compassion, and a willingness to kind of self-educate is probably a really great starting point.
Incredible. And attending the event today from 2 p.m. could be just that starting point. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Poppy.
No worries. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat.
That was Poppy Sloan from Inclusion Solutions talking to us about the Social Inclusion Forum held in celebration of the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia, which is this Friday, the 17th of May. The forum will be taking place at Hillview Intercultural Community Centre from 2 p.m. today. For more info, you can head to Inclusion Solutions' website. That's inclusionsolutions.org.au. As Poppy mentioned, there might still be door sales, but definitely worth scooping up a ticket to ensure you have a space there at the forum.